إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، we give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions altogether. Insha'Allah, our discussion today is going to be on one of the conditions of the validity of Salah. Yes, it has been mentioned and we have discussed extensively on it. However, since it has a connection with the Salah, it is important that we talk in details or in more details about it, and that is what we call At-Taharatu min al-adaf al-asghar والعدد الأكبر. But today, inshallah, we'll be talking on الطهارة من الحدث الأصغر, meaning purification from the minor impurity. How do we do that? What I'm trying to say is, how are we going to perform ablution? Ablution, which is called al-wudu in the Sharia, is the word wudu means an-nadhafa, cleanliness. Likewise, it also means something of light. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about the importance of wudu, that is performing ablution. He talks about the importance of ablution. He said in authentic hadith, which was reported by Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari and many other scholars of hadith, إِنَّ أُمَّتِي يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ غُرًّا مُؤَجَّلِي مِنْ أَعْثَارِ الْقُلُوبِ. Certainly, my ummah, that is my people, those who believe in me, who embrace Islam, believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be raised on the day of Qiyam, hurran mu'ajjalin, with their foreheads beaming with light. Likewise, their feet beaming with light, min athari turu, as a result of their performance of ablution. Likewise, in another authentic hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Uthman radiallahu anhu reported from him, said, من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء خرجت خطاياه من جسده حتى يخرج من تأتي أو تخرج من تأتي على فارس. Whoever performs ablution perfectly, his minor sins are going to go out of his body to the extent that the sins will be going out of his fingernails as a result of performing ablution. This, among many other hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about the importance of ablution. But it is very, very important to emphasize that the ablution the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about is the ablution that we perform perfectly without leaving any necessary part of the body that is supposed to be washed or supposed to be touched with water without leaving it untaken care of. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about this. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that's Quran 5, verse 6, talked about how to perform ablution. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ila kumtu ila salati faksilu wujuhakum, wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq, wa amsahu bi ru'usikum wa arjulakum ila al-ka'bin. Allah says, O believers, ila kumtu ila salah, when you want to observe salah, that is, you have the intention to observe salah, ila kumtu ila salah, faksilu wujuhakum, wash your faces, wash your faces, wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq, likewise, wash your hands up to the elbows. وَمْصَحُ بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, also rub on your head. وَأَرْجُ لَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, wash your feet. We are going to stop here. Now in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four things. إِلَى كُمْتِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when you rise to salah, that is, you have the intention to perform ablution, to perform salah, these are the following things that you are expected to do. However, that doesn't mean that when you do not intend to perform salah, you cannot perform ablution. You can perform ablution, but because being in state of ablution is something that is very, very good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised Bilal radiallahu anhu for the fact that whenever Bilal, whenever he was not in state of ablution, he will renew his ablution. Whenever he answered the call of nature, whether he urinated or defecated or he passed gas, whenever he had the cause to renew his ablution, he would do, even if it was not a time of salah. And whenever he did that, he would also like to observe two rakah. To observe two rakah. And this is what the scholars call sunnatul wudu. That is the nafila that you do whenever you have ablution. So, ila kumti ila salah, whenever you want to observe salah, not necessarily the compulsory salah. Meaning, if you want to perform salah, you are supposed to be in ablution. You are supposed to do the following things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Faksiru wujuhakum, wash your faces. According to majority of the scholars, it is a condition for the validity of ablution, for you to have the intention. Because if you do the following things, but you do not have the intention of performing the ablution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded or recommended, it will not be for ablution. It's just like somebody who washes his body. So the intention must be there, that this thing that I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, others need to do this, and I'm doing it because Allah has ordered. With this, you differentiate between somebody who is just washing his body. Like at times, some of us, when we engage in one activity or the other, so want to wash our face, wash our hands. Maybe somebody who has been carrying some load, for instance, and he has sweated, so he wants to cleanse himself partly or partially. So he wash his face, wash his hands, wash his legs. Maybe we won't wash his head. That's a person who says he has performed ablution. Because He does not have the intention of performing ablution when he does that. So he doesn't, he has not performed ablution. So the one who has the intention of performing ablution the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, Allah says, "Lakum tila salah, fasil wujuakum," wash your faces. Now, Allah begins with the washing of the face. A question people will ask, or some people may ask, is that where did we get the rinsing of the mouth, the inhaling and exhaling of water? We say this is through the explanation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was carrying out the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا كُمْتِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began with the washing of the two hands, the palms. He washed the palms, and after that, he rinsed his mouth. He rinsed his mouth. He did this three times. In some reports, he did it twice. In some instances, he did it once. All these are in authentic hadith, as contained in hadith of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, or that of Abdullah bin Zayd, or that of Abdullah bin Abbas. So the most important thing is that he started with the rinsing of the mouth. He rinsed his mouth. And at times, or most of the times, whenever he was rinsing his mouth, he would apply chewing stick first, before the rinsing of the mouth. And that is why he said in authentic hadith, لولا أن أشق على أمتي لأمرتهم بالسواك عند كل وضوء. If not that it would be difficult for my ummah to carry out, I would have loved to order them to be applying chewing stick whenever they are performing ablution. Now that report, عند كل صلاة أو مع كل صلاة, whenever they are going for salah. So the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he will apply chewing stick before the rinsing of the mouth. When he washed his hands, palms, after washing the palms, the two palms, he will apply chewing stick, and he will rinse his mouth. It is sunnah to do that. If one doesn't apply chewing stick, one just did the rinsing of the mouth, this is enough. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after doing that, he would also inhale and exhale water. It is sunnah to combine the two. That is, you take handful of water, part of the water you use to wash, you use to rinse your mouth. What is left, you inhale it and exhale it. Then you repeat it again. You take handful of water again, part of it, you use it to rinse your mouth. The leftover, you inhale it and what? Exhale it. Then you do it the third time. As you mentioned, if you do it once, this is enough. But for you to do it maximally, it should be what? It shouldn't be more than three. When one rinses one's mouth more than three times, one has gone overboard. One has gone overboard. The person is blameworthy, based on what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that whoever goes beyond this, فَقَدْ تَعَدَّى وَظَلَمَ, such a person has transgressed and he has wronged himself. So after that, after the inhaling and exhaling of water, one proceeds to the washing of the remaining part of the face. Now, according to some scholars, they believe that washing of the face together with the rinsing of the mouth, together with the inhaling and exhaling of water, they all fall under what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِذَا كُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. Because when you look at your mouth, your nose, and what the remaining part of the face, they all fall under this. They all fall under this. However, majority of the scholars said, if somebody washes his face without inhaling or exhaling water, the person has carried out the injunction that the person asked Allah. But to be on the safe side, it is good that when you are performing ablution, don't understand the verse. إِذَا كُمْتِ إِلَى صَلَاةٍ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ to mean the washing of the face without rinsing or inhaling and exhaling water. Don't understand it that way. Try to understand it that the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has explained how to wash the face. What Allah has said is, فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, wash your face. This is the command of Allah. How are you going to wash your face? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes this. So it is good for us to do it that way. Now, washing of the face starts with, you start by washing from where your hair starts to grow, from where your hair starts to grow, down to your chin, down to your chin. These are the places the places you are supposed to wash. From the ear, this is the beginning of the ear, to the beginning of the other ear, you wash like this. So this is the way to wash the face. Some people, when they are washing their face, they take water and they just do like this, leaving this side unwashed, leaving this side unwashed. They have no ablution. They have no ablution. And whoever has no ablution has no solar. And that's why it's very, very important that you take note of this thing. A lot of people are praying but they have no solar as a result of not learning the deen. As I keep on saying, things like these are avenues that we can learn our religion. We can rub minds together. We can teach one another. So when you want to wash your face, you start from the place where your hair starts to grow, down to your chin, then to your to the side bones, this side where the hair grows, that is the temple. So you wash the two temples. So down to the shin, from the forehead where the hair starts growing. These are the areas that you are supposed to cover. Some will talk about washing of the edge, the rinsing of the mouth, and inhaling and exhaling of water inclusive, as you have explained. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, this is what is expected of you. Anything short of washing the face from the temple, the two temples, then the forehead where the hair starts to grow, down to the chin, anything short of this is not washing of your face. So this is something that is very, very important. Some people, when they perform ablution and you look at them, you see that they leave the temple unwashed. So this is what is very wrong. If you do that, you have no ablution. So this is important. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, what about people with beards? You look at your beard. If your beard, the skin can be seen, you can see through this, the beard, then you allow water to get to the skin. If you cannot see through the beard, a tick, so to say, in that case, you just use water to wash, to rub it, and pass your finger through it. So la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. So that is okay. But if you can see through the beard, you can see the skin, then you should allow water to touch the skin. This is how you wash your face. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take care of this. It is reported by Abu Dawood, رحمه الله تعالى, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا توضأ أخذ كفا من ماء ثم أدخله تحت حناكه. Whenever the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was performing ablution, he would take a handful of water and he would put it under his ears, so to allow water to get through. So this Messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم would do. So this is how the one who has ears is supposed to do. And people with little beards, so they make sure they allow water to touch the skin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq, wash your hands up to the elbows. According to most scholars, when you are washing your hands, you are going to start from the fingernails, that is from the tip of the finger This is where you are going to start. Some people, they are used to washing of their hands from the wrist. So they won't start again from the fingers, thinking that they have washed the fingers at the beginning of the ablution. This is wrong. The washing of the palms at the beginning of ablution is sunnah, not compulsory. If somebody does not do it, it does not affect one's ablution. But the one that is compulsory is washing of the hand up to the elbows. So this is compulsory. So, and you have to start from the finger. From the fingers. You start from the fingers, then up to the elbows. According to most scholars, the elbows must be washed. The elbows must be washed. Not that when you get to the elbow, you stop. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, you shouldn't understand it to mean that when you get to the elbows, you stop. Meaning what, the elbows are not inclusive. No, the elbows are inclusive according to what most scholars are upon. So إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ means مَعَ الْمَرَافِقِ. That is, you wash the hands together with the elbows. And that is why the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, who washed his hands at times beyond the elbows. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu washed his hands, he said, was after Ashra'a bil Abud, till he extended it to the, what, to the Abud, the forearms. Sorry, the upper arms. The upper arms. So he extended it to that to make sure that the elbows are covered. So if you are in doubt whether you have washed the elbows or not, extend it beyond the elbows. Let it get to part of the upper arms. With this, you are sure that you have washed the elbows. Because it is also important that you wash the elbows. If you do not wash the elbows, according to what most scholars are upon, you have no ablution. So إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is, it includes the elbows, you wash the elbows. So this is something that is important as well. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَامْصَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, also wipe on your edge. You wipe on your edge. So how do you do that? You do this by putting water in your hands, and what, rubbing it from the front to the back, and maybe returning it like that, as it is contained in the hadith of Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. So this is the way to do it. However, is it permissible for one to just rub part of the edge? Some scholars have said this, but what most scholars are upon is that you rub every part of your head, not some of it. Everything you rub, you take to the back and return back to the front. However, it is established from Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, as Ibn Munzir and some others recorded, that you can also wipe part of the edge. This is also buttressed with what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do whenever he was putting on turban. So he just rubbed the front part of the edge, and you rub the turban. So this is allowed according to some scholars. But to be on the safe side, when you are wiping on your edge, make sure you wipe everything from the front to the back, then from the back to the front. So if you do it from the back to the front, then from the front to the back, no harm, but the best is for you to take it from the front to the back and return it to the front. This is the best. But if you do it the other way around, so this is, there is no harm in this. So then the wiping of the ears, where did we get the evidence? Why are we wiping the ears? Allah did not mention the ears in the Quran. We said similar thing that we said concerning the washing of the face, and we said with respect to what? The wiping of the ears. By the hadith that some scholars of hadith authenticated, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Udnani min al-Ras, the 2 ears are part of the edge. The 2 ears are part of the edge. So if Allah instructs you to wipe the edge, it means the ears are inclusive. However, some said no. It is sunnah. It is a hadith that established the wiping of the ear. Meaning if one does not wipe the ear, the person still has ablution, according to majority of the scholars. However, it is preferred that he wiped it. Why? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped the ears in many ahadith. In many ahadith, he wiped the ears. So it is preferred to do that. So, wiping of the ear, you can use leftover water, the leftover water from the wiping of the ear to do that of the ear, and you can take new water to do it. No harm. That is, when you wipe your ear, your hand is still wet. You can use the leftover water to also wipe the ear by putting your finger. This is called a sababa. That is the index finger. You put it in your ear like this, inside. Then you use the thumb. You put the thumb at the elbow and watch. You wipe like this. You rub. So with this, you have rubbed the ear. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. You wash your legs, your feet, up to the calf, up to the ankles. You wash it up to the ankles. So you have to wash these, and you should not allow any part of the leg to remain untouched with water. Some of us, when we are performing ablution, so we do not wash our legs properly. We wash our leg while we still leave some side or a part of it unwashed. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a man praying one day. The man had just finished ablution. He saw a kind of sign that he did not touch a place with water. فَأَمَرَهُ أَنْ يُعِيدَ الْوُضُوءَ وَالصَّلَاةَ. He called on the man and instructed him to renew his ablution and to also renew his salah. That the salah was not okay, not accepted. So when you are performing ablution, you have to exercise caution and patience. It's not something that you do with haste. Make sure that all the places that you are supposed to touch with water are touched with water. So this is very, very important. One day, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his companions performing ablution. He then cried out, وَيْلٌ لِلْأَعْقَابِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Woe to his in hellfire. And some of you will be performing ablution, yet you find yourself in hellfire as a result of water not touching your ears properly. So when you are performing ablution, make sure that you perform the ablution properly. So this is important. Then, I think some of us, we wipe on our socks. When we put on socks, for those who wipe on their socks, when you wipe on your socks, make sure that you have performed full ablution before putting on your socks. Maybe in the morning before going to your place of work, you perform full ablution, complete ablution. Then after that, you put on your socks. Subsequently, when you urinate or defecate or pass the gas and things like that, all you need to do is for you to renew your ablution. But when you get to the point of washing your leg, you don't need to remove your socks. You can just wipe on the top of the socks, that is on the top of your feet, while the socks are what? Are on. So with this, you can wash, you can go ahead. You don't need to remove it. As the majority of the scholars, they will recite the Quran, this verse that you are reciting, sort of wa'arjulakum, they recite wa'arjulikum. Wa'arjulikum, that is, you can wipe on it, but on condition that what? You are putting on socks before you wipe on it. And on conditions that the socks were put on while you had complete ablution. So this is a topic on its own in fiqh, which is called al-masru al-khuffayn wal-jawrabayn. Wiping on the leather socks or the woolen socks. It is permissible for you to wipe on the socks, but you must have performed full ablution before putting on the socks. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, as contained in hadith of Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu, when he was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a journey, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed ablution. So when he bent in order to remove the socks of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him, "Da'uma, leave them. Fa'ini adkaltuhuma tahiratain. I wore the two socks while my two feet were pure. My two feet were pure." So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam فَمَسَّحَ الْخُفَّيْنِ. So he wiped on the two socks. So this is ablution, when we just simply put it. Now scholars, A lot of scholars as well, they say it is compulsory that you arrange it the way Allah has arranged it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started with Fasil wujuhakum wa aydiyakum. You don't wash the hands first before washing the face. You wash the face, then you wash the hands. That is, you arrange it the way Allah has arranged it. This is what is called at-tartib, according to majority of the scholars. What happens if somebody performs or wash a part, somebody washes a part of the ablution, and he remembers that he hasn't washed the previous one, the previous part, what should he do? Majority of the scholars say he should go back and wash the one that he hasn't washed, then he should consider himself not to have washed the one he washed earlier. Then he watch, he will continue like that. So this is what majority of the scholars are upon. So it's good that we take it like that. Likewise, they talk about what is called al-muwalat. Al-muwalat, that the washing should be in quick succession. It's not that you wash your face, for instance, as some of us do when we wash our face, we then engage in discussion. We engage in discussion, not continue with the washing. After that, you come back to what? To the washing. So this attempt to make the side that you have washed become dry. And once it becomes dry, other normal condition, if it becomes dry, they say what? It means you have lost that, the ones that you have washed. You have to start afresh. So this is what they call al-muwalat. Do your ablution in quick succession. Do not delay in the washing. Then at times when it is very hot or it is very cold, that as you are washing a part of the body, it's getting dry immediately. So what are you going to do? They said that doesn't mean anything. You can continue only if it gets dry immediately. Because this, there is no any delay in it. It is due to what, the weather. So this doesn't mean anything. So when they talk about al-muwalat is that don't delay in it. As you wash your face, proceed to washing your hands. As you wash your hands, proceed to the rubbing of the head. So don't delay in it. Somebody performing ablution and a phone call comes in and the person starts receiving the phone calls while he has washed his hands. So if he finishes the phone conversation, where is he going to start? According to most scholars, they say he starts afresh. Why? Because there is delay in this process of ablution, which will necessitate the part that he has washed has become what? Dry. So this is called al-muwalat. So washing this part of ablution that you have mentioned once, twice, or three times is permissible. As we mentioned, in hadith of Uthman bin Affan, it is established that he washed each part three times. In hadith of Abdullah bin Zayd, it is established that he washed some twice, some three times. In hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas, it is established that he performed ablution once. So when you see somebody washing part of the ablution once, don't be surprised. This is permissible. You see somebody washing part of the ablution once and some twice, some three times, no harm. All this is permissible. What is important is for you to make water touch all the necessary places that water is supposed to touch. However, your washing should not exceed three times. If your washing exceeds three times, then you have gone overboard. At times, some of us, when we wash the first time, maybe we are washing our hands, it won't get to the elbow. We will not be able to complete the washing with one washing. If it is three times, you do this before making water to get to the necessary places, that is considered one. So it is until you wash where you are supposed to wash. Water touches every part that's supposed to touch. That is when it is considered one. It doesn't matter how many times you have rubbed it. That doesn't matter. When does water go round, that is what matters. That is what is considered one. So when we say don't go overboard by washing it more than three times, it means when you are able to make water go around the necessary area, then you do it the second time, sunnah. You do it the third time, sunnah. Anything above the third time is what is bid'ah. So this is something that you ought to know. Now, before starting the ablution, it is good that you say Bismillah before starting the ablution. So this is what mustahab according to majority of the scholars. When you finish the ablution, it is good you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. It is good to say this. If you say this, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you can observe two rak'ah after performing this ablution without addressing anybody, this will be written for you. All your minor sins will be forgiven. Ablution makes your minor sins forgiven. Your minor sins, when you perform ablution makes them forgiven. When you now observe nafila with this again, so you get a lot of reward. And that's why we should not take with levity our ibadah. Ablution is something that is very, very important. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our reward. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله بعد أدعو بفهم الله سبحانه وتعالى أترى صلاة شوان أبو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أتكوت الله كبير ما أفتك كي أشلا يا ونكتي أشلا يا تريك أي أصر فواني با ونكتو جاء مجمو إمو لاري أوناني كي أمر كورو نبي أمو أبني كي أمسي أبني كي so lara ta de ta ma mara kurun de ki una ni kashi alwala ikatu kata ki bu podi anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam oje kama wi ke ti muslimi ban se alwala awon ese kekeke to se awon ese o ma jade ni ara re de bi ki wo jade kuro ni bi abe kanare o le mo fojuri suma lara nkan ti olorun ba subhanahu wa ta'ala ti o fi le fun wa ni koro alwala wakana la tara alwala shishi to wal jogbe dal kiyama Allah wa subhanahu wa ta'ala yoni ki anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kuma da wa alummarema la tara alwala oni ojuwa yoma komana fun imale akana esewa yoma komana fun imale sele so fun pataki alwala tababe ki aboro shi alwala asala ibn abashi shi alwala baba be shi alwala Allah Abba subhanahu wa ta'ala obere pelu ko ta foju wa sumo bi foju yen anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam she ni alaye fun wa gege ni ko she te wonju o na ni ko ta yu enu wa do akana ki atun fi omi simo ka fun si ta para omi ta babu ta fi yu enu ni e to wa se ku be na ni a fi simo o ni atun fa si ta pada so ile lara wi pe am foju wa na ni bakana e to wa foju ko ri pe o be lati bi ti run ti bere titi de bi jagbon un ni toro ta ba wo se bu lati bi eti re bi te ti ti bere si bi ti eti keji na ti bere o gbodo fun ari yen daada o je ni sin wa lo fo daada lati ko je ki o bi kan o ni ti asaliro agbo according to opolopo awon apa ko se ora yen ki o mi kan be gangan o ni to je ora yen so opolopo awon apa pati ka fi owo gbo bayi o le ma je nkan to je ona ṣugbọn ki omi kan so eleyi ti o je ọran yẹn bakana ọwọ wa taba fọ ẹlomi a tori pe ohun ti sanwo ni pilẹ tẹlẹ so yoo ma gbọ eti pe to ma ma sanwo ohun to ma ma fọ ọwọ ko bẹẹ lati bi ọrọ ọwọ rara o ati bi ti ọwọ wa ti bẹrẹ bi ọmọ nikawa naa lati fọ titi ede bi ẹgbọ wa òun náà ni kínáàkì ìgúnpá wa tó tápá tó ṣe lé ìgúnpá so elé nǹkan tí ó jẹ ọ̀ràn yẹn ní tọ́lá ní àṣẹ ìgúnpá kò túnmọ̀ sí tábá lé ìgúnpá àdàdúró àṣẹ tí ó kú gbogbo ògúnpá infact ó dá a káṣe tó kọjá àgúnpá díẹ̀ ẹni wá lè balẹ̀ pé kí ni a ti ṣe ìgúnpá mọ́nú torí náà ẹlòmíì kò ní ṣe àlọ́ alára ẹni tí wàá lè ṣe àlọ́ alára tó kírun ìwé yẹn mi ò ní irun so bákan náà irun wa a pa irun orí wa ká fi omi pa gbogbo irun wa yìí ló dájú ṣùgbọ́n tá a bá pa pákan bẹ́ẹ̀ ara àwọn àfẹ́sì ẹni kò sí tó burú bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n yìí tó dájú tó fi lọ́kànbalẹ̀ jù òun ni ká pa irun wa ká mú ọwọ́ wa ká mú lọ lẹ́yìn báyìí ká lè dá padà sí iwájú tí ó fi kọ́ wa gbogbo irun wa àfẹ́sì tó bá nínú tó kù gan ló kù yìí tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú orí ẹ̀ gangan kò mójútó yẹn so bákan náà lára nǹkan tí a tún ṣe òun ni pé etí wa apa a ti omo ni ka wa ti bonu eti apa ko wa a fi subi aye ti wa a wa se kini a fi pa bayi eleyi na lara sunna nabwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam awon afa mi ba se orun yen ni ka se tori pe alaye bi pe an pa ori ti olohun oba pa wa lase ni asaki lo ni hadisi kan to so pe albunani min ara la pa ori lara ka eti lara an ikan pa ori na ni o wa so bakana a lo si bi an fo ese wa ile ina nkan ti o pata kini a gboro fi aye kan le ni bi ese wa ta ni fo a gboro fi le be bi a koko se wa a gboro ni pe omi kan gbogbo e dada gege bi nti a so ngba tan so le de gesi anam so allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pen shal wa lanjo kan o wa nso fun wa oni egbe iya koma ba di gise eyan ninu na ẹni tó ṣe wípé olóhùn ṣàlùwàlá tó tún wà lọ́wọ́ náà bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àlùwàlá ó yẹ kó sọ wádìí ọmọ àjẹ́nà ni ó yẹ kó sọ wádìí ẹni tó ṣe wípé iwájú rẹ̀ ó máa kọyàn rán fún ìmọ́lẹ̀ ni ṣùgbọ́n pàṣẹ bá tún ṣàlùwàlá tó tún wà di ọmọ náà kọ́ lọ́wọ́ bá kí ó yà wá yẹ eléyìí ṣùgbọ́n látara pé ìwò ṣàlùwàlá bó ṣe yẹ kó ṣàlùwàlá eléyìí a máa ṣẹlẹ̀ so àwọn ọmọ ní kẹsẹ̀ wa a rí pé omi wọ bí àárín ẹ̀ ló fi jẹ́ pé nínú sunna nabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ni oni pe ọmọ ika ọmọ nídìrín anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam a máa ti bọ ibi àwọn àlàfo tó ń bẹ níbi àwọn ọmọ níka wa láti ri pé omi ó kan gbogbo àwọn ààyè yẹn so eléyìí ó jẹ nǹkan tí ó pàtàkì so anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ti rí arákùnrin kan tó ń fi hun rí tó ṣe fi arákùnrin yìí ibi kan bẹ níbi ẹsẹ rẹ tó ṣe wí pé ó dá yàtọ bí ẹni tí ò fi omi kan anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kó lọ tún àlọ aláṣẹ kó rẹ tún irun rẹ jì so eléyìí sọ fún wa ife nǹkan tí ó pàtàkì ni tá a bá parí àlọ aláṣẹ a sọ fún wa yìí n tó da òun náà ní ká ṣe aṣáára ńlá ilà ìdàlá ọ̀hádá ọláṣẹwà aṣáára ńlá muhammad an abdul rasul eléyìí ó da púpọ̀ àwọn míì àwọn àti fún aláwọ pàṣẹ àyìn náà tàwọ àbí pàṣẹ àyìn náà mẹtàfà àyìn ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ ń bẹ lórí eléyìí ṣùgbọ́n ìfẹ́ akọ́kọ́ sọ ẹ gẹ́gẹ́ bí alimami muslim rahimahullah ta'ala ṣùgbọ́n wa eléyìí ó da púpọ̀ bàbá bẹ̀rẹ̀ àlùwàlá ká bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú bismillah eléyìí náà ó da púpọ̀ ẹni tí ò bá sọ ìkíní kejì wọn ní tó tẹ̀wọ̀n ó ní àlùwàlá kódà kó má sọ bismillah kó tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ àlùwàlá ó ní àlùwàlá so eléyìí ó ní ṣókí torí àsìkò tí a lè sọ fún wa so lára nǹkan tó pàtàkì inshallah a tún máa tẹ̀síwájú lórí àwọn nǹkan tó ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ìmọ̀ra kọ́lọ́mọ subhanahu wa ta'ala ti oṣù wa كي أقبل سنة كوكوا كي أشياء مجكوف وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.